It's Wednesday, October 18th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. More than 270 were killed and 300 people injured in Mogadishu, Somalia, Africa on Saturday in a double truck bombing that officials called one of the deadliest attacks to hit the capital since the Islamic insurgency began in 2007, reports the New York Times. The Associated Press quoted one nurse as saying staff members had seen, quote, unspeakable horrors, unquote, in a hospital where the smell of blood was strong. Psalm 37:9 says, "For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land." North Korea warned that a, quote, nuclear war may break any moment, unquote, reports Fox News. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, said that North Korea was blowing a lot of hot air.
This is propaganda from the North Koreans. They're trying to intimidate those Americans who are capable of being intimidated, and unfortunately there are a large number of them. The threat in the region is North Korea's nuclear weapons program. That's what we've been grappling with unsuccessfully for 25 years. The idea that somehow we're responsible for it really is ludicrous.
The tech giant Apple removed a pro-life prayer app from its App Store following backlash from pro-abortion advocates. Just another example of bias against Christian groups, reports Life News. Human Coalition's app, still available on the Google Play Store, displays a list of prayer requests, such as, quote, someone considering abortion in Dallas, Texas, unquote. When users signal with a swipe of their thumb that they've prayed for the situation, the app updates a daily tally of prayers. You can object by calling Apple at 408-996-1010. Tully Anchivagin, the grandson of evangelist Billy Graham, is openly regretting his transgressions after he lost his church and wife to an adultery scandal 2 years ago, reports the Christian Post. In a recent blog post, Chivagin admits he, quote, selfishly wrecked, unquote, his life. Now remarried, he wrote, quote, God gifted me with a family to care for, people to love, a high calling, a life-giving message, and a large platform to shout it from, and I blew it, unquote. Hebrews 13:4 says, marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge.